out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple hours. Lots to talk about, lots to yell about, lots to bitch about. We may say the word cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. I just did.
And not fucking apologize.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile. I'm going to go get my phone.
Right. Good. Because I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. I got to rant about something a little bit. Hey, liberals, when you say something funny that's spot on and correct, quit apologizing. She is a feckless cunt. Ivanka is a cunt. She's part of Trump's whatever, his universe, looting our country, selling her shitty fashion. She's a fucking cunt. Why did Samantha Bee have to apologize? I don't understand that. It pisses me off. I don't like the Kathy Griffin apologize because of the fucking picture she did of Trump. Think about what this dickhead's doing to our fucking country. Damn, don't apologize anymore. That's not who progressives need to be.
Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, CRABDIVING. I found my phone, everyone. I know you'll be happy. Also, you can join us on the Facebook. Now, we were scrambling pre-show. I wasn't prepared at all. I was just lazy.
What do you mean?
I was scrambling.
Talking about the news. We're fine.
But, I mean, I have to go now and turn the air conditioning up, or we're
gonna,
we're gonna die
that,
in here.
Do that.
So I'll be back in a moment.
Do that. And again, go to Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend on Amazon, we get paid. If you go through our portal, we get really rich. Not as rich as Ivanka is getting off her daddy being fucking president. God, it really bothers me that we don't have progressives. Find your backbone, find your spine. Don't apologize to the totalitarians. You don't owe them shit. Okay. They are wrong. Ivanka is a cunt. Why the fuck did Samantha Bee apologize?
So, let's get to the headlines. We'll see if that's the headline. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Imagine Samantha Bee will be
the
headline.
Do you know where I'm coming from? Like, why the fuck do we apologize when we're fucking right?
I was surprised that she apologize.
I was saddened, disappointed.
My microphone is now pointing at me.
I was saddened and disappointed.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's, I'll play the clip in a minute here as soon as everything gets fired up. But let's launch into the headlines, and then we'll get back to this in a moment.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. May 31st, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh,
tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, tweet us.
which is just me vamping as the
Quit apologizing to your right-wing nut job dickbag friends. They suck.
Sorry. I didn't mean to talk over your shit.
I was just vamping to waiting for my page to load. And sure enough, the headline, B breaks after White House fury, it says at the HuffPo.
God damn.
Samantha B has apologized for... What? I guess the one, this is like when Trump called countries shitholes and the lamestream media, I say that jokingly, I trust most of the media, when the mainstream media was then forced to decide if they could say shithole on television and on cable. It was great to see some of them just rip it out on MSNBC. Joy Reid seemed to be particularly delighting in saying our president called African countries a shithole.
Well, I mean, you got to say it. That word matters.
And here in the HuffPo, the word cunt is uncensored. No asterisks ampersands or whatever.
Yeah, we're not fucking children.
Samantha Bee has apologized for calling Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt.
This is
on her show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Part of the reason we have people like Donald Trump is because the left won't stand up to these right-wing nut job dickbags the way they fucking should. Well, the way they should.
And it's not a moral equivalent to the Roseanne thing at all, in the tiniest, remotest, littlest, tiniest bit.
Ivanka is a cunt.
Well, and Samantha Bee said a poo-poo word, as opposed to calling out a person for her behavior, as opposed to Roseanne, who's going after people for their looks and their race.
Did Trump apologize to that Gold Star family?
Did Trump apologize to Obama for claiming that he was born in Kenya?
Never.
All those years.
Not fucking once.
So fuck y'all. All you conservatives out there. It was making me crazy today. You know, you can't argue if you find the word cunt offensive and the word fuck and stuff like that. One could argue that you would then say that it was inappropriate what Samantha Bee said or did. I personally, those words don't affect me. Obviously, if you listen to this show, you know those words don't affect me. And because of my bizarre anglophilia, I whip out the C word probably more than I should because you think you're British. I think I'm British. I have a mental condition.
Yes.
But, you know, the argument can be made that is an offensive word to some.
Right. Of course.
But it's not a moral equivalent.
And when... What is the point of having offensive words if we never get to use them?
Well, and
we have a goddamn totalitarian anti-Semitic dickbag in office. We can use the word cunt.
And this isn't a Chelsea equivalent either. This asshole is a senior White House advisor cunt.
Yes.
Is who this person is. So as I would say... And it's not a gender dangly bits parts thing to me at all. I have probably called more men cunts on this show than I have women because of that sensibility thing. But it's not a moral equivalent. Again, one could make the argument that Sam B should apologize, whatever she did. I'm not going to make that argument. I can see that argument, kind of. I can't relate to it. I can see it. But there is zero equivalence between what Roseanne did and said and what Samantha Bee did and said. And sorry, right-wing snowflakes, you can't draw that parallel.
It's like,
logically.
It's like we're going to be stuck in this kind of thing until liberals and progressives can stop apologizing for bullshit, can stop apologizing for sounding angry or mad. God, you're dealing with Trump. He's a racist. His immigration policy is racist. He called for a ban of all Muslims. We can't say cunt.
Yeah.
You can't call.
After decades of ignoring the issue, Americans are finally paying attention. Well, most of us, Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless cunt. He listens to you.
Now, the funny thing is, they're screaming pissy baby bloody murder over feckless cunt. I think the second part would be more offensive to them, what she says now. Wait, what she says here.
Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to fucking stop it.
Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to fucking stop it.
Right.
Outrage over that.
No.
But, oh my God, she referred to Princess Ivanka with a K as the C word. Oh my God.
It's just,
fuck you.
I mean, it's just such a missed opportunity. I mean, what Samantha Bee said there was great. It made sense. It is true. His immigration policies are hurting this country. And now she apologized for what she said. So now what does the rest of the country think? That she didn't mean it?
Right.
That's fucked up.
A lot of agreement with us on the Twitters. And a lot of people are saying that they shouldn't have never apologize.
And it's depressing.
It only encourages the bastards.
Yes, it is depressing. It's a way of saying they were right to be. She was wrong to say that. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. My God, the progressives have. History is going to show the liberals and progressives were so fucking polite as a fascist waltzed into the White House, took over, started looting the fucking country. My God, it makes me insane.
Seth Abramson tweeted, if Samantha Bee should immediately be barred from TV for on one occasion using the C word to describe another woman, how quickly should a president be impeached for sexually assaulting 19 women, defrauding contractors for decades, taking bribes, and collaborating with our enemies?
Yeah, Samantha, why are you apologizing to him? Oh, my God. It's like, what do we got to do to get sufficiently angry?
Jen Saunderson tweeted, one, cunt is primarily used to describe women and we get to fucking use it. So,
yeah,
she said that. And then she said, number two, if you're more shocked by Samantha Bee's tweet and less, or it wasn't a tweet, and less the fact that Ivanka has zero experience and is using her position to line her and her family's pockets.
Oh, my God.
Then what you stand for is hollow.
Oh. Damn, it's like, explain this to me. We have the progressives had the moral high ground. Why are we apologizing? Why do we have this pretense that we need to be polite to these people that are racists? And where is that?
I don't know who Ira is, but
God, damn.
Ira managed to get at Ira on Twitter.
Wow.
IRA. Let me see who this is. Ira. He said, tweeted, Samantha Bee's joke is only drawing Roseanne comparisons because y'all are fucking idiots who let racists define what racism is or isn't.
Yes.
Exactly. And I tweeted, I might have responded to or retweeted Megyn fucking Kelly, who is all upsetty pants about.
Fuck her.
About.
She's racist.
About her whipping out the C word for. Her Royal Majesty Princess Ivanka, who apparently for some reason should be immune, according to our friends on the right, from any criticism because the daughter of the president. Fuck her. Get out of the White House.
She's looting. She gets all these fucking those trademarks. Fuck that.
Ira says writer and host of hashtag keep it at Crooked Media. Anyway. That's who this is. Ira dude is who tweeted, but, follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Keep baby and dog. I don't know what that tweet is. Thank you for tweeting us. Those that do.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm trying to find exactly the retweet here.
Like
from Megyn fucking Kelly.
God, she's horrible. She once said that she wanted to remind everybody that Santa Claus and Jesus are both white, suck a dick. Remember that? That's her, right?
Here it is. Megyn Kelly tweeted, "This is disgusting. How is this acceptable? How are we expected to take any of these publications seriously if they gleefully repost something like this? At the same time, they rightfully," she puts in parentheses, "condemn Roseanne. You know the saying, love is love, well, hate is hate." And that's, and she's upset about how she was retweeting Ross story, who seemed to be having a great time with the fact that Samantha Bee called Ivanka a feckless cunt.
Yes.
And I responded, or we responded.
Go ahead.
I spoke for us. Forgive me. If Roseanne had tweeted, "Chelsea Clinton is a cunt,"
oh my God,
she would still have a show.
Absolutely.
Sam B's monologue was crude and crass. Maybe. That's up to your sensibilities. People like me, this is the key sentence of my tweet. People like Megyn Kelly minimize racism by equating it to their butt hurt over potty language.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on all day today. Oh my God, she said the word cunt.
You can't talk like a fucking adult.
That's equal.
What the fuck?
My sensibilities are hurt by the word cunt. That's equal to 400 years of slavery and systemic and societal and cultural racism.
Right, right.
That's equal. But fuck you.
But the real problem is, what you're describing is the liberals give into that every fucking time.
Well,
that
kind of.
Shaming. No, listen, they apologize. And so what they originally said that was right, they demean it. They lose the moral high ground because they give in to these babies because they don't want to seem shrill and they don't want to seem angry. Listen, white people, you got to seem shrill. You got to seem angry. Imagine you're coming across this country through our southern border and your kids are taken from you. Fuck off. Yeah. Quit being so fucking sensitive.
I heard two stories this morning of where Trump and the fucking heartless Republicans are lying about what's going on. These are not people that are slinking over the border in the middle of the night with 80 pounds of cocaine strapped to their taints. These are people, two people, one woman presented at the border. "I am here seeking asylum. There's shit going on in my country. I got to get out of there. I want asylum in the land of the free, home of the brave." You know that fucking bullshit on the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, yes.
It doesn't mean shit about this horrible country anymore.
No, not at all.
It can again, hopefully, once we get rid of these Republicans. But 18-month-old child taken away from her, has no idea where it is.
God.
Presented legally as a legal asylum seeker.
When are the gloves coming off?
So there's no crime. There's no crime.
Right.
She did it legally. Jefferson Beauregard cunting Sessions says, "We're going to prosecute you if you try to smuggle a child across the border."
That, you know, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. When are the gloves coming off? There are people in this country that need help. These poor people, people of color, gay people, they need progressives to stand up for them. And that does not mean apologizing for calling Ivanka Trump a fucking cunt. I'm sorry. Take the gloves off. We have a serious problem in this country. A fascist is in the fucking White House and we want to be polite. You got to be fucking kidding me.
The question I've heard on telly a little bit is the decision is do you want to be a Michelle Obama Democrat who says when they go low we go high, or do you want to, and many people on are equally as saying no, this is the rules are different now that they've thrown out the rules, and they cheat, and they lie, and they obfuscate, and they are uncivil, and they say horrible, hateful, disgusting things.
Well, but when Michelle, the difference, I think the question, when Michelle Obama said that, that was during the election, right? That was during the fucking election.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and but now it's different. Now we actually have this guy in the White House writing executive orders that are hurting people, deporting people. There is no low. There is no high. There is looking out for your fellow fucking Americans and using your fucking platform. It doesn't mean apologizing.
So, Sam B then, after a while, finally, well, Kathy Griffin tweeted her. Interesting. A person who's experienced this bullshit.
She shouldn't have apologized either.
She said, Sam B, please do not apologize. I guess she's learned.
Right.
And, but then after the apology, Kathy Griffin tweeted, please do not be hard on Sam B for apologizing. While I was hoping she wouldn't, I know firsthand what it's like being put through the Trump wood chipper. What she's going through right now is crazy. All for a bleeped word. Comics held to higher standards than the president.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's like to deal with that, but Jesus fucking Christ. Whatever. Don't apologize to these fucking assholes. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just always frustrating me with the Democrats. They're so fucking polite when they're dealing with these dickbag racists. And so then what happens, these dickbag racists are normalized because we, you know,
doesn't that make us better than them by,
I don't know what that means.
Not being them.
I think that's fine until you think about the people. Listen, that's fine until you think about the people actually being hurt. I mean, that kind of thinking to me is a luxury for people that are white and male that who will live through a Trump administration and not get pulled over more. And your life is going to be a lot more comfortable than gay people and women and people of color. That's a luxury.
Tweet us during the show Anna Engelbrecht 5 making some great points. My favorite, she retweeted Sally Field, the great Sally Field actress, who tweeted, I like Samantha Bee a lot, but she is flat wrong to call Ivanka a cunt. Cunts are powerful, beautiful, nurturing, and honest. Good for her.
Right.
Best ever. Yeah. I agree. Follow Anna Engelbrecht 5 on the Twitter. Thanks for tweeting during the show.
I mean, God, aren't we supposed to, like, Trump's children are assholes, man. I'm talking about, you know, the old ones, not, you know, the kid. Who not, kid's fine. You know what I mean? Like, his sons, Eric and Barracuda Face,
they're
fucking our country up. And so is Ivanka. They're total cunts.
And she more so, because she has a title. She is an official White House senior advisor.
Blech! What the fuck?
But she's not getting paid. They're sacrificing for the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how those 13 patents she just got from China.
Sacrificing.
From China are a real sacrifice for her.
As John McCain, if that's a sacrifice. God, the guy fell out of the sky in a plane into water, had to chew himself out of his parachute thing, and then he got fucking captured. That's
still a Republican dickbag, but absolutely a heroic. In the past, Republican dickbag.
Yeah. I mean, God. Sacrificing.
So that's the headline of the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Repo is drudging up. Let's see if they're dancing on Sam B's...
right. Apology. So.
No. What are they upset about here? All in red. I don't know this story. It says, Google, : Republicans are Nazis.
Yes. Okay. I agree. Sure. Absolutely. You got Nazis running on your fucking party in certain elections. Jesus Christ.
Less than a week before the California primary, Google listed Nazism as an ideology of the California Republican Party. In the knowledge panel that provides easy access to information next to search results, Google was showing Nazism as an ideology of the party as of Thursday morning. Well, we have examples, Republicans. We have 8 or 9 right fucking now. Examples of avowed white supremacist, Nazi, anti-Semitic, that dickbag in California. The reason it's probably trending with Google's algorithm is because a lot of people are looking up to see who that Nazi is that's running in California that hates the Jews.
Yes, and they're not running as Democrats, right?
Right.
I think, isn't that, is that correct?
So Jake, sorry.
Check that.
Sorry, Republic bitches.
Yeah.
You got to live with what is going on in your party right now.
And the face of your party is a fucking fascist.
If a computer AI algorithm spits out Nazism as one of your ideologies, you maybe start fucking looking at your own ideologies, not at the algorithm.
Yeah, fuck faces. Good God.
That's bullshit.
No, you're so sensitive. Just embrace fascism. Just say the best way I can get elected is to blame all the poor problems white people have. Blame it on immigrants.
Yeah.
Just say it. That's fascism.
Republicans are outraged. Good. Oh, my God.
Liberals.
It's disgraceful. The world's largest search engine has labeled millions of California Republicans as Nazis.
Well, fuck you. Liberals, when they're outraged and there's butt hurt, that doesn't mean you should apologize. That means we're getting somewhere. We should be pissing these people off. We want to make them cry and whine, right? They're assholes.
Well, they deserve to be marginalized and shamed.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit what their reaction is.
Yeah.
If they're butt hurt, it's just a bonus.
Absolutely.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Right.
Over at the, I don't even see Samantha B anywhere over here on the Drudge Report. So,
right.
I don't know. Is that a good idea? Is that a good sign?
I don't know. I was just thinking about this. It's like, it's a weird time. It's like the Republicans kind of love Nazis, but progressives seem to hate Nazis, maybe, but not enough.
Right.
Nazis suck. It's like we're confused or something. Like, I'm sorry, I know violence is bad and everything, but Nazis also, they're responsible for the Holocaust. Shit tons of people fucking died in ovens. And,
right.
And so don't feel bad when you see a gif of Richard Spencer getting punched in the fucking face because he's a fucking Nazi. Oh, my God. Like, you have to... send out. Maybe we need to PSAs. Maybe we need famous people reminding everyone that Nazis suck.
Right.
Or something.
There's a picture. I've seen it tweeted a couple times already. Is a big fat guy holding a beer.
Yes.
wearing a T-shirt with cartoon pictures of Hillary and Trump. She's a cunt. Vote for Trump.
All right. Think of the horrible shit they said about Hillary Clinton during that election.
I know I saw the C word quite a few times.
What about Trump that bitch? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that fucking means. Trump that bitch. I'm sure it means something violent. Lock her up.
It's fucking exhausting. Again today.
Yeah.
Again today.
Right.
Samantha B. She better not lose her show. I will organize a boycott of TBS if they kick her off her show.
Yeah, but see, there you go. But say they take her show, and then what's she supposed to say? You're wrong for me to take the show. And then they'll say, why? You told America that what you said was wrong. It fucks up her argument for everything. And you know in her heart she believes Ivanka is a cunt.
Knows.
She knows it. She has nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, my God. I just can't take it. Because it's like it makes me nuts because it's like a missed opportunity. It's like she could have been a hero, but now she just fucking apologized.
You're right. There should have been a qualification, but I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not under the pressure. I'm sure. Like I think Maud tweeted too earlier, she's under pressure from TBS.
Yeah.
Look, we're not going to cancel your show. Just fucking apologize and we'll get it over with.
Yeah, I guess.
And maybe she agreed. Okay. Maybe just calling her a cunt was too far.
Right. Right. But she has stature, right? I mean, that show is popular. She has leverage. She can't say, you take my show, I'll organize a fucking boycott of your fucking network. I'll drag you through the fucking gutter. Don't you think I would back that?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Gotta get angry. Gotta get angry. Angrier. Not angry enough, America. God damn it.
Thanks for joining us. It's a lovely Thursday.
Yes.
Even though I think I started out saying Monday at the beginning of the show.
Oh, really?
I said, happy Thursday, everybody.
Bam. Well, on some part of the planet, it's Monday. Or no, 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 it's not.
Yeah.
God, what kind of fucked up science would we have? How big would the planet be if on one side of it, it was a week later? Like the size of Jupiter? Would it even work like that?
I don't know. I'd have to do the maths. But, well, it depends on the rotational speed, not the size.
Fake news, flat Earth, Jesus.
Because you could have a planet as big as Jupiter spinning really fucking fast where the days would be shorter than us.
That would be crazy.
little science, everybody, here on Crab Diving.
Yes.
Let's talk about something else for a moment. We'll get back. I'm sure we'll cycle back to what's going on with Sam B and everything. But we can get a chance to talk about this yesterday. There's a couple things we can get to talk about because of fucking Roseanne.
Oh, yes.
Dominating all the headlines the past couple of days.
Dominating.
Ew. this is a Republican.
Ooh.
I know you'll be all shocked about it.
Oh, yes.
This is a... she's running for... What is she running for? Oh, she's already a congressperson.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Great job, Tennessee. Representative Diane Black, a Republican of Tennessee, is this one I really haven't heard before.
What is this?
she was during a meeting with local pastors.
Yes. God,
they were talking about gun violence and she brought up gun violence in schools.
Okay. Is she against it or for it?
I think she's against, but okay. She has an interesting take on the reasons
related to Sky God
of school shootings. Let's see. I wonder if I have audio here. I don't
know. How many of you, when you were in school, ever had an experience where a kid came to school with a gun?
The logic lover in my brain
never
is like, well, this is a setup for a fallacy.
Oh yeah.
She's setting it up.
Right. This is gonna be something like,
yeah,
there's too that, much titties in movies
because we didn't
like
have mass shootings when I was in school,
right?
Therefore I'm going to invent a reason why they're happening now that is inevitably not the
Can I guess right school reason. Prayer?
Never happened. Mm-hmm. So we said, why? Mm-hmm. There are not any more guns. But why is that happening? Why do we see kids being so violent? What's out there? What makes them do that? Because as a nurse, I go back to root cause. And I think there's a couple of things.
As a nurse, she says, as a nurse, I want to go back to the root cause, and I think there's a couple.
Oh, this is gayness.
I don't know how hard this is to hear, but
hard.
This is about as loud as I can make it without distorting. Sorry.
I think it's deterioration of the family.
Mm-hmm. Deterioration of the family.
Oh, this is she's going to blame it on gay people.
They don't have that good support system, so they're looking for something. And where are they looking? They're looking for areas... What they say about idle hands, mm-hmm. devil's workshop. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for something, maybe on the internet, mm-hmm. Maybe with a small group of friends, and they're going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. Violent movies. I mean, today, I still cannot watch one of those violent movies where people are being blown up, because mm-hmm. I'm not desensitized to that. I didn't watch that when I was a kid. And now my grandchildren that are 15 and 16, they want to watch this kind of movies. I call my daughter. I am really concerned that they're watching this movies and it doesn't even go, ooh. For me, I watch.
So the second reason, yes. But there's actually a third reason. So I don't know if violent movies is a subset of the first one.
All right.
Of her first reason, the erosion of the family.
Okay.
Because the kids don't have the support system anymore. They're hanging out with the wrong crowd online.
Yeah.
Watching my husband wants me to sit down and watch some of those blow them up movies, and I'm like, I can't do it because I'm so sensitized to that. That's not what I saw when I was a kid. Pornography.
Pornography!
Bam. That's why we have school shootings!
shootings.
Pornography is why we have school shootings.
Can we just take 1 second? Just recognize how fucking stupid this person sounds. I mean, really. What a fucking idiot. And she's running for office, or she is a...
But listen to the people there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're all dumb.
Yeah, pornography. Oh, I agree. God. Pornography.
Hey, Samantha B., just for the record, this person is also a cunt. The one talking is a cunt, okay?
It's available. It's available on the shelf when you walk in the grocery store. Yeah, you have to reach up to get it, but there's pornography there.
It's what? Also not on display anywhere.
In the grocery store?
What grocery store is she going to?
Oh, color me there. I want to go. Here's the beef bouillon. Here's the fucking
good God. You're
black
right.
Jugs. What the fuck? This is not pornography everywhere, you idiot.
God. Where's the yogurt? Oh, it's right down there past the double anal aisle.
But you know what is everywhere? Guns, you idiot. Fucking guns.
All available without parental guidance. That's just not true.
It's not true. And if you can't walk,
you can't walk. And what century is she living in? Where it is available without parental guidance is on the internet. She's talking about like walking through Walmart and I don't know what.
In the porn section?
Seeing someone's ankle on a Cosmo? Is that what she's talking about?
I don't know. And then let's say it were readily available at Walmart. You got a DVD of a porn. What are you going to do? How are you going to shoot me with that? Are you throwing it at me? It's porn that porn doesn't shoot. Well, I mean, you know, not bullets. Oh, I hate this argument. It's pretty.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's illogical in that they're just assigning the causation that they want.
Right, right.
We want to control porn. We want to control all of this. We want to control the woman's vagina and abortions. Therefore, all of those things are causing bad weather and school shootings.
Absolutely.
And herpes.
Right. You know what? You know who would do that? You know who would do that? It's the kind of person that would do that. A cunt. Mm-hmm. That's who would do that.
So there you go. Represent. This is from Tennessee. I mean,
yes.
God.
What were you about to say? When are we going to stop listening to these fucking idiots in these southern states?
I mean,
yes, I agree. When? What?
Why is this woman's counterfactual bullshit equal to our data and facts? I am sick to fucking sake of all of this. I have an apple in my hand and some religious fucking moron says it's an orange because my book says taste.
No, it's an orange. You think it's an orange because you're a cunt.
Okay.
I can't. I mean, these people, all of these lunatics, even Ivanka, they fuck them. We're surrounded by fucking fuck faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just it's so frustrating with these Dominionists. And I saw, God, I wonder if that's
Why don't you go?
I saw something about Dominionism again.
Yeah, this person probably has a season pass to Ken Ham's Ark. What's it called? Ark Encounter.
The Ark Encounter.
Oh my God.
I can't find it, but it was just creepy about what these Dominionists believe. I mean, they literally want to remove non-Christians from the country.
Oh yeah,
like we're gonna take over, and it's gonna be Christian Iran. That's what the Dominionists want. It ain't gonna be our version of religious freedom where Christianity is at the top. It is. They want to kick everyone else out.
Right.
It's their nation. They think their Christian nation.
Absolutely.
And that orange shit pile. Yes. Is pandering to them, even though he doesn't believe fuck all about any of it.
God.
He is pandering to these morons, and the whores are opening their mouths for him.
It's just disgusting.
Because they think that he's going to help them fuck every non-Christian in this country.
He doesn't give a shit about you. Trump doesn't give a fuck about evangelicals. He cares about your votes.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. I remember him. Remember talking about his religiosity early in the campaign. He's talking about, what's his favorite Bible verse? Bullshitica 69 or some bullshit like that. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, walk into a bar, whatever the fuck he said.
He does. That's all he knows.
And all those pictures of him hanging out with all those fucking sky god kooky preachers, and they're all laying their fucking stupid hands on him. Oh my god. Look at, so fucked up.
Also going on.
Yes.
I've got this one. Well, I don't know. I guess this is no shocker.
Shocker.
This is a poll.
Ooh, yes.
A new Gallup poll out this week.
Ooh.
That says, this is going to shock you.
Yes.
Fewer Republicans are likely to say now that it's important for the president to provide moral leadership than they said when Bill Clinton was president.
Okay, okay. Hey, listen, relax with the moral authority or leadership thing. I mean, you are the Republicans.
Well, I don't know how I mean? They, I mean, they will. They undoubtedly will, and they still are. But there's, I don't know how they can even justify being the party of morality and honor, and or that they pretended to be. You're never bought it.
You're not being fair. No. How about these guys? Newt Gingrich.
Well, right.
Denny Hastert.
Yeah.
Ollie North.
All probably going to get pardoned tomorrow as far as the way things are going.
It's a party full of fucking dickbags. Did I hear Blagojevich was getting pardoned?
Commuted.
Commuted. What does that mean?
He gets out of jail.
Oh, shit. God, he's got to be thrilled.
He can dye his hair again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Martha fucking Stewart. Martha Stewart. One reason only. Because Comey charged her.
Oh, yeah. Well, also.
And the black guy was in office.
But also, they were both. Listen, they were both on Apprentice. Right? Martha Stewart and Blagojevich. Bam, on Apprentice.
Did she do The Apprentice? I don't know.
Look that up for me.
Not sure. But he definitely was.
Yeah, he was. It was so sad, too. He sucked.
I didn't say anything about the person that Kim Kardashian West was pushing for to get a pardon.
There was The Apprentice Martha Stewart. I think she had a whole Apprentice that she hosted.
Oh, she was one
I
of
think
the.
So.
Oh, wow! There you go.
The Apprentice Martha Stewart reality show. So I mean,
it was a spinoff.
So let me understand something. If you, in the future, think you're ever going to commit a crime, the best thing you can do is get on his fucking reality show.
Right.
I mean, because that's why they're getting pardons. That's it. If Blagojevich had not been on Apprentice, why would he even be on Donald Trump's motherfucking radar? That is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, am I hallucinating? Wasn't he on that show? Am I getting it mixed up with Blagojevich? Celebrity Big Brother or something?
No, he was. His wife was on Celebrity Survivor, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm a Celebrity, Get Me the Fuck Out of Here. Remember that show or whatever, something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that one with Stuttering John. What was the one that Stuttering John was
on? The dude
from
Howard Stern, yeah. I don't remember. Imagine you live in France and you're looking at, look at the American news. Look at these two guys that got pardoned. They were both on the president's game show he used to host back in the day. That sounds corrupt, doesn't it?
Yeah, one would think.
I mean, listen, hey, Blagojevich, you need to think about The Apprentice differently. Yeah, you did win The Apprentice, but you kind of won The Apprentice. I mean, that's winning.
Did he win?
He's getting out of jail.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
You played that game perfectly. Good job, dude.
And just what message does that say? So what we're talking about, we'll get into the today's ridiculous pardoning of liar, scumbag, and confessed election fraud perp.
Right.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A true stain of fecal matter.
Ooh.
of a human being who is anti-gay, anti-Islam.
Right.
Every, you know, the hit list. Run the hit list of GOP hate fuckitude. And Dinesh is going to check off every goddamn single one.
Hate fuckitude.
And he's just out of the blue, but we know what it is. This is a flashbang.
Yes.
Because he started World Trade War III. Or one, or two. I don't know. How many world trade wars have we had?
Well, I don't
know. Started a world trade war today by saying, I changed my mind on the carve-outs that he was going to give to Canada and to Mexico, our buddies.
I remember that.
For the aluminum tariffs and the steel tariffs. Today he was like, fuck it. Apparently they didn't suck his little tiny pecker hard enough. And
I think Trudeau said something.
He's
about
probably
him.
Well, and he's mad that Peña Nieto tweeted, "We're not paying for the wall."
Oh God, damn it! I forgot. About
so he's like,
that.
"That's it, no carve out for you."
Hey, Peña Nieto, why'd you do that?
No carve out for you.
God, we have a crazy ass fucking president,
scum,
dude.
Scum.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, at some point today,
yes,
Donnie tweeted out of the blue. No one expected, predicted, thought about this.
Right.
And in typical Don fashion.
Yes.
This person has not gone through, just like Joe fucking Arpaio.
Right.
And he pardoned Ollie North, too, didn't he? Did he pardon Ollie North yet? I don't know. Is that coming? Have I lost my mind?
No, you haven't lost your mind. No, Ollie North's in the news because he's the president of the fucking NRA and he's being a dick.
But he hasn't been pardoned yet.
I don't know. Let me see what my computer. How do you spell Ollie North?
O L L I E. Or Oliver. Regardless, if he hasn't, I'm sure he will be because that's right up in the wheelhouse. But
yes.
None of these were vetted. There's very strict processes where they go through to recommend pardons for the president. It's a vetting process. The president wants to be pretty careful about about the message they send by the pardons.
Right.
And none of this is happening. Like with these people, that Joe Arpaio did not go through the process. Trump is like, I don't like him getting in trouble for jailing and for shitting on the rights of Mexican Americans. Yes. I don't care about that.
And he was told to not do that.
And he was just like, I'm pardoning Jarpeo.
I mean, that's literally making someone above the law. It, you know, not only did he pardon Joe Arpaio, he teased it like he's hosting a reality show and then he pardoned him. It was insane.
Right. I'm bouncing all around here.
I think he did get pardoned.
Did he?
Oliver North, I think.
But, so Dinesh D'Souza, was convicted. Let's see what,
being a dickhead, right?
Creating fake profiles to fake people. Using other people's names to donate money or something like that. It was fraud. It's pure and simple fraud. He was trying to get around the maximum donation numbers.
Right.
By using other people's names and other shit donate money.
Right.
It was fraud. He confessed to it, but then he got all pissy baby about it and sued to say this was targeted at me because I'm a conservative. And guess what the court system said?
Fuck you.
There is no evidence of that.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
And think about what this guy went after. Our election process.
You know how he got caught? One of the people whose name he used was like, wait a second. I didn't donate that.
Oh, my God.
And turned him in. So it wasn't some lefty Obama deep state attack on a poor beleaguered conservative writer. He's full of shit. He's a fucking criminal. And now the fucking criminal in the fucking White House is telling them all, election fraud, don't worry about it. Election fraud doesn't mean anything if we do it.
Right.
It's cool. It's not against the law if Republicans do it because we want to win.
I mean, Mueller, my God, you got to figure this out, man, because how in the fuck are people supposed to feel like their vote matters? If we even what's the point of voting? If anybody can fuck with the process, bastardize it, and then not pay a price for that.
Yeah.
Those election laws that this Dinesh fucked with, right? Those are important. I assume they're important laws.
Well, we're trying to keep corruption out of our elections.
We want some Trump integrity.
Trump is like, no, we want more corruption. What's wrong with you?
This fucking president we have has relentlessly gone after our elections.
Republicans in general.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't want people voting.
Even that. Remember, what was that election fraud bullshit scandal he had? He put a child pornography guy on it or some bullshit like that. Hmm? You know, the Blue Ribbon Commission that was supposed to look into election fraud?
Oh, yeah. Chris Kobach's commission.
Yeah. And there was one guy on the committee.
It was a little deadly.
That got busted for child porn.
Of course.
I mean, this president has done nothing but go after our fucking elections. That's the fabric of our fucking country. Do you know? You can't just make it. If it looks like you can go and create fake accounts, give more money to a candidate than you're allowed to. How do we go on if we can't have our electoral process protected?
Yeah.
What's the point of our fucking government?
Well, they don't want to protect it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm asking the wrong fucking question.
The Koch brothers are kind of out there saying they don't want everybody voting.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want people of color voting. We don't want gay people voting. We want straight white males voting.
Christian.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Christian, straight. Well, the Kochs don't care so much about the Jesus thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The one saving grace. Those are the Mercers who want to hate fuck us.
Right.
As much as the Kochs do, but they want to add some Jesus sauce to it.
Ooh, yummy.
To the mix.
The Mercers, by the way, I'm sorry, are cunts. I just want to clarify that, in case anybody's wondering.
Gallup poll.
Yes.
That's how we got here.
Oh, right.
If I recall. That Republicans are much more likely now to say... Much less likely now to say that the president should provide moral leadership. And a perfect example of this is the pristine example of whoredom that is Mitt fucking Romney right now.
Oh, my God.
Who is trying to tap dance. Mitt Romney, who I almost eked up a modicum of respect for during the 2016 election, when he had a pretty good monologue about how shitty Trump is.
Yes.
There was even a Trump University joke there. It was whoever wrote that for him did a good job. When he spoke about how awful Trump was before the election.
This writer was able to make this lunatic seem like a human being.
Mitt.
Yes.
And I almost, like I said, had a tiny bit of respect for him for being one of the few Republicans to actually stand up and say that shit.
Yeah.
Now,
not
his legs are behind his ears.
Wow.
And he's presenting for Donald Trump.
Pick or it didn't happen.
As much as he can. I saw an interview with him yesterday, and this is exactly what he was saying. He's like, well, the question was asked to him, do you think Donald Trump is an example? Should be an example to children.
What kind of kids are you raising?
And Mitt Romney said, many of the things that he says and the way that he says them, I would say no. I would not want my grandchildren to emulate some of the coarse language and the way he talks and things like that. But as far as policies, I haven't jerked off so much since Reagan was president.
Yeah, I saw that quote. He praised him. He said he's doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah. He's exceeded my expectations policy-wise or something like that. It's like, you fucking pandering whorebag.
Big bag.
That's why we have Trump.
Absolutely, yes.
If all of the Republicans would have had spines and cared about the country and what's right, they would have all stood up and refused to support him from the beginning and run him out of the party, run him out of the convention like they did the Nazi in California.
But the thing is, though, Trump, his policies and how he feels, it aligns with the Republicans. He is the Republican Party.
Kind of, yeah.
He's just loud and not polite. None of these people, none of these Republican dick bags want brown people to vote. They all want to legislate the puss, you know?
Yeah.
None of them want to raise a minimum wage. They all want to roll back corporate regulations. They are Donald Trump, except they just don't. They're not reality TV show hosts. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. How do they stand up to
him? Also try to excuse him because he's not a politician. That's going to prepare for that defense,
yeah,
because that's going to be one of the main defenses of obstruction.
Right.
Well, he wasn't a politician. He didn't know that you couldn't call up Jeff Bosesh and say, hey, take control of this. Unrecuse yourself. Take control of this Mueller shit.
I mean, I watched a Maddow one night, and she gave out a lot of examples of similar situations where candidates were approached by the Russians or whoever, and they said, hey, we have dirt, and the candidates went to the FBI. I think it happened with Johnson, right? Wasn't Lyndon Johnson approached by... He has an account of being approached by the Russians?
A bunch of them. I think the Carter administration, I think a lot of them were...
And what did Jimmy Carter do? Did his son get on the phone with him and say, I love it? Of course not.
God, we'll be giving a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza today. He was treated very unfairly by our government.
Oh, yes. He broke the campaign laws.
Right?
I mean, the campaign laws are there to protect the integrity of our fucking elections.
But only black people break laws in this country, right?
Oh, that's
and
right,
Hillary.
Pat. Oh, yes. And Hillary's vagina.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, if this country survives this, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like living in Russia. Well, I can. We're halfway there.
Yeah. Halfway there.
Of what living in Russia must be like. Because if Trump were to get his way, there'd be no media going after him. It would all be sucking his cock.
Right.
And journalists that didn't would be disappearing and getting poloniumed.
Yeah.
It would all be... All the MAGA idiots would be running around rounding up brown people. Look, I got one.
You know, I think about Alabama, you know. What saved Alabama from Roy Moore? People of color.
Right.
They came out and voted.
That's what we need now.
Well, that's what will save us, because it's not going to be white liberals. White progressive liberals aren't going to do it.
Well, I hope. Well, actually, what's going to happen is the exact same thing that happened this last time. It's just, I hope we're smart enough to recognize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the Russians and the other bad actors are going to come out and try to pit whatever the Bernieites versus the, quote, mainstream Democrats.
Right.
And then whoever ends up winning is going to get torn down to try to keep Trump in.
You know, what I think about in this upcoming election, I hear a lot of people saying the Democrats can't run on anti-Trump. I don't understand that, because to me, I see Trump as someone that is killing our country.
They've got to get back the misguided, I'm trying to be kind, independents. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And former Democrats who voted Trump. And they can't just say Trump sucks to do that.
Yeah.
Because
isn't it weird
to go out and say Trump sucks? You're preaching to the choir.
Right.
We agree. The base of the Democratic Party wants him impeached yesterday, January 21st of 2016.
Yeah.
2017.
Yes.
He should have been impeached.
Yes. If you're a moderate Democrat, if you're a Bernie fuck, listen to me. We should have been pressing the panic button in November. Press the panic button. Mm-hmm. Get crazy. Who gives a fuck what the other side's policies are? Just vote against them. They're bastards.
Now, was Hillary the greatest candidate in the history of candidates?
No.
No.
But one of the most qualified.
Oh, of course. And it was a no-brainer. It was a zero-brainer when it came down to the binary choice. when it was the earlier choice, I voted Bernie in the primary.
But you didn't in the general, right?
Fuck no, because I'm not a moron.
Because you're not sitting there voting with your white fucking privilege fucking Bernieites did.
Even in California.
Yeah.
I voted for Hillary, where it didn't fucking matter, because it's 11 million illegals voted for her.
Get past your... I know a lot of liberals in Florida, around here, that can't get over this Hillary thing. And I got to tell you, suck a fucking dick. You go vote Democrat, and you do it for your gay friends and your friends of color, you stupid idiots.
Who is it? A new book is out. Oh, God, his name is on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of his name right now. But a longtime Clinton associate and et cetera, and Democrat operative.
Yes.
Who worked on all these campaigns and everything, said that it kind of the exact argument that Obama used, one of the arguments to defeat Hillary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is what. You know, what kind of sunk Hillary, that the Democratic primary process from before had painted her as the basically a neocon in liberal clothing with establishment. Obama's change. Hopey changey.
Right.
Everything's going to be different. You don't want the establishment. You don't want another dynasty.
Right.
We had 100 fucking Bushes. Now we're going to have 100 fucking Clintons. That whole argument was used by Obama against Hillary.
I saw that. It's like somebody, one of those Clinton people is writing,
writing a book about Obama. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Obama's sitting around musing that he thought he pushed too hard.
Oh, I put that on Facebook today. Yeah. The one quote that was great was maybe he said something like, I teed up the economy for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, Obama was like, maybe I guess people just want to go back to their tribes. And he said maybe something like they'll be okay with a cartoon. Like he had said at one point that Trump is a cartoon,
right?
So, you know, of which is true. He's the quintessential cartoonish asshole fucking American.
Yeah, I mean, I remember reading those quotes that Obama said. Maybe he pushed too hard, but I don't know. I think what happened was Trump got elected. He cheated with Russia. He got the racists out. And I think no matter what Obama did, Trump would be reacting like this, don't you think? Because number one, Obama's black. And that's how Trump got elected, telling the racists he was going to make America white again.
Yeah.
So I don't know, pushing too hard.
Ben Rhodes is the one who wrote the book, writing the new book that came out. In the weeks after the election, Obama went through multiple emotional stages, according to the new book by longtime advisor Benjamin Rhodes.
Right.
At times, the departing president took the long view. At other points, he flashed anger. I get it.
Yeah.
He called Mr. Trump a cartoon figure who cared more about crowd sizes than any particular policy.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. He's vain. He is dangerously vain. You know what I mean? And it's just like
let's see. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany told Mr. Obama she felt more obliged to run for another term because of Trump's election to defend the international order.
Well, see, she's right, right? You got to start thinking. See, I think the problem with standing up to Donald Trump is that the Republicans they thought out of the box. They won this election with Russia's help. The Trump campaign, so racist, you know what I mean? They aren't playing by the rules, but here we are playing by the rules.
It says, despite criticism, even from former advisors of Obama, Rhodes offers little sense that the former president thought he could have done more to counter Russian involvement in the election. Mr. Obama had authorized a statement to be issued by intelligence agency leaders a month before the election, warning of Russian interference, but was thwarted from doing more because Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky the Republican leader refused to go along with a bipartisan statement. Rhodes said McConnell's refusal, he called it staggeringly partisan and unpatriotic. But Mr. Obama, whose Supreme Court nomination had been blocked by McConnell for months, was less surprised. What else do you expect from McConnell? The president said. He won't even give us a hearing on Merrick Garland.
So it is weird. So he let McConnell not he because of what McConnell said, he wouldn't tell the country. You know, what
aides
I mean?
Continually pressed Obama to respond to criticism that he should speak out more about Russian meddling. I talk about it every time I'm asked, he responded. What else are we going to do? We've warned people.
Yeah.
He noted that Trump was already claiming the election would be manipulated if Hillary won. Remember that?
Right.
If she wins, you know it's rigged.
Oh, my God. He said that all the time.
Sure. If I speak out more, he'll just say it's rigged, Obama said. But this is key. Rhodes writes that neither he nor Obama knew at the time that there was an FBI investigation into contacts between Trump's campaign and Russia.
No shit.
Didn't I say that yesterday or day before? I think we were talking about it.
Yes.
And that we don't even know that Obama even knew about the early stages of the investigation.
Right.
When Trump is saying he was embedding Obama's ordering spies in the investigation. Obama didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
Obama knew that the Russians were trying to stick their dicks in.
Yes.
But he didn't know that
right.
they were balls deep at that point in the Trump. Trump toadies were like, I love it. I love it. Oh, let me go. Oh, no. I want to go mate with Mr. Kislyak.
So he didn't know about all the shenanigans between Flynn and the
Not
Russian
at that
ambassador.
Despite Trump's recent unsubstantiated claims that Obama placed a spy or multiple spies in the campaign.
Oh, God. God, Donald, not everybody is like you.
And don't forget, Obama didn't impose sanctions on Russia until after the election.
Right.
And part of it, too, was everybody thought Hillary would win. We didn't think that Russia would manipulate the election enough to make Donald Trump win, which I have no doubt occurred. I have no doubt that
the number
of votes required of mindless minds
Idiots.
Changed
yes.
by social media and Hillary's evil for months and months and months. You can't tell me that didn't change the minds of people who were on the fence, at least 40,000 of them. That's all we need. In key areas
right.
that we know the Russians targeted.
And we're not doing anything about it right now. Isn't that scary? But you know the next election, the bots will turn on.
Right. But now, I don't know. There's hope, I think. Because look at Ireland.
Okay.
With the abortion. Repealing the constitutional, I don't know, amendment. They have amendments there or whatever. The part of the constitution that
I don't know
that said no abortions for you.
Right.
At all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Rape, health of the mother.
Go
sorry. God's will.
Yeah, yeah. God's will.
Now, gearing up to it, they knew what they would be up against. And the Irish passed laws. And Facebook refused to run ads.
Yes.
And Twitter refused to run political ads after a while because the Irish were like, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not having the Russians determine
what,
or we're not having American religious zealots.
Yeah.
Which is what was buying a lot of the media in Ireland, trying
right.
to stick their Christo dicks into what's going on over in Ireland.
So that's what'll happen, right? These tiny little fringe groups will be like, oh, you know what we can do? We can just hire some wackos.
For $5,000, I can reach 100 million people on Facebook.
And it's affordable. $5,000
yeah.
for some fucking...
Less,
oh,
probably.
Oh, my God.
The right targeting.
Yeah.
But it didn't work in Ireland.
But they...
And they tried. I mean, I saw, you know, the meme. That one meme
media?
Where they said in England, If we do this, we're going to be like England, where they kill 50% of babies identified with Down syndrome.
Well, I mean,
it's a lie.
Yeah.
And it's a lie.
Right. If it were true, that's their vaginas.
True. But it's a lie. It's not true.
That's crazy.
100% inaccurate that the number of fetuses identified as having Down syndrome that were, I think it was actually 90%, they said. Yeah. 90% of these lovely little retarded babies.
They just want to, God, it's crazy.
And that's, you don't get your own facts. I think that's the most disappointing part to me of humanity right now.
How stupid we are.
Is you don't get your own facts.
Yeah.
The fact that anyone says they don't believe in evolution makes me want to be a cutter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean believe?
Because if-
that's like saying, I don't believe in gravity.
Yeah. Because, you know, you-
okay, jump off this cliff, asshole.
Right.
If you don't believe in gravity.
I think you kind of eventually, I mean, don't you have to come to the conclusion that with some people, there's just no hope. Like, you never, there are evangelicals in this country, their minds will never be changed.
Yeah.
And they have views that are racist, anti-women, homophobic. There is no use. And we just have to fight them. And it's not about hearts and minds. It's about running them out of office, not letting them. I mean, why? How can we have a country? Why do we have a country where so many racists get to have a seat at the table?
Right.
I don't understand that.
And I think they're the minority. I hope that the racist scum in this country is kind of the minority.
I'm not saying
there ain't a lot of them.
Right.
But I'm assuming they're in the minority, I hope. But goddamn, they're loud and rich.
They're
right
loud.
Now.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about all the people just caterwauling about Colin Kaepernick's simple fucking protest of taking a fucking knee during the national anthem.
Which would have been a non-issue if Schittler hadn't tweeted about it or talked about it at a Nuremberg rally. He said, what about these sons of bitches? Drag them sons of bitches. Make them fire those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
And the crowd was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody was talking about Colin Kaepernick anymore. Kneeling.
Right.
Or the others that were kneeling or sitting.
I mean, the way the vocabulary he uses to refer to people of color is so fucking fucked up. That's why when he calls MS-13 animals, it's about them being Latino.
Not about MS-13.
It's not about MS-13. It's fucked up.
It's all immigrants.
Can't let him do that.
He wants everybody to think all immigrants are evil.
Right.
Oh, Sally Fields tweet or trending for that tweet of hers, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Then Matt Oswalt, Patton Oswalt's brother, tweeted, imagine a world so fucked up that Sally Field used the word cunt twice in one tweet.
Sally Field. That's right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Damn. We all need to get on the same page with these fucking people. Just fuck them. Let's go get them.
So, yeah, fewer Republicans finding moral leadership in the White House.
Right.
Now. A year and a half ago, when there was a Negro in the White House.
Oh, my God.
That's all they cared about was the alleged bad moral leadership, which find me a better moral leader for 8 years than Barack Hussein Obama.
Listen, man, that was so racist when Trump came out and said, we got to restore class to the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Because to his followers, black means no class, different, you know, not a real person.
Yep.
Not a real person.
That's the dehumanization.
And that one, he didn't win in 2016. He stole it. But a lot of people voted for him. A lot of fucking people voted for him. And it's fucking disgusting.
Ben Rhodes writes that they were confident Clinton would win, much like the rest of the country were shocked when she did not.
Yes.
Quote, I couldn't shake the feeling I should have seen it coming. Because when you distilled it, stripped out the racism and misogyny, we had run against Hillary 8 years ago with the same message Trump used. She is part of a corrupt establishment that can't be trusted to bring about change.
Good Lord. Hey, not only did was she called corrupt, I mean, how many times?
A murderer.
Well, she would be finishing out her term from a prison cell.
Yeah, yeah.
She would be finishing her term out from a prison cell. And she had been investigated at that point, right? For emails, yeah. For Benghazi, and nothing.
The next day, Obama focused on cheering up his despondent staff. At one point, he sent a message to Rhodes saying, "There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand on the earth."
Wow. What does that mean? Like
bright stars. There's more stars. Don't worry about it. There's more light out there.
Than dirt.
But then later Obama seemed, less sanguine about it. I don't know. He said, "Maybe this is what people want. I've got the economy set up well for him. No facts, no consequences. They can just have a cartoon." And that's exactly what happened.
That's what
they don't want facts. They don't want consequences. These are my feels. Fuck you. And I want a cartoon caricature in the White House. A strong man who isn't.
Yeah.
Who's weak and
he's a coward.
And a cowardly little whiny snowflake pissy baby. Yes. More than any president I've ever in my lifetime since the 1830s.
I
Polk was kind of bitchy.
Who?
I don't know.
Polk?
I was trying to think of an obscure president.
Hey, listen, this is a president that Samantha B. might call a, you know.
The day Obama hosted Trump at the White House after the election seemed surreal, Mr. Trump kept steering the conversation back to the size of his rallies.
He even talked about the size of his dick in a fucking campaign thing, right?
Noting that he and Mr. Obama could draw big crowds, but Mrs. Clinton could not. You and me, Barack, we could fill those stadiums, but that fucking crooked Hillary.
Oh, my God. Donald, you and the Russians robbed this country of the election. You robbed it. You bastardized the process with racism. You're a fucking piece of fucking shit.
Afterwards, Obama, this is from the New York Times. Afterwards, Mr. Obama called a few aides in the Oval Office to ruminate on the encounter. "I'm trying to place him in American history," he said.
Okay.
So Obama's like, "Who is this guy?" Rhodes answered, "He peddles bull. That character has always been part of the American story. You can see it right back to some of the characters in Huckleberry Finn." "Maybe," Obama answered, "that's the best we can hope for."
Wow.
And that didn't happen.
A lying child, right?
Yeah.
A child that lies.
The best we could hope for.
Right.
Is that he's just peddling bull, but he's done so much worse than that. And it's going to take decades to recover from a lot of the shit
Gossesh coming on TV or wherever you made that statement says, "Hey, if you come in this country illegally, we're going to take your fucking children.
If you try to smuggle a child, we will prosecute you. And that may include separating that child from you, as is law," which it's not.
Yeah, it's not the law.
And Trump tweeting the other day that it was Obama that did it and that the Democrats can stop this policy.
Right.
That's 100% not true.
Yeah. Like, fucked up.
100% not true.
True. Too true. This is bullshit. Get angry. Hit the panic button. This country is going down in flames.
Oh, my God. They're blaming Ted Cruz for Dinesh D'Souza getting pardoned.
Are they buddies or something?
At the Daily Kos, proof that Ted Cruz is the worst person alive, example 2,358,239. Quote, D'Souza noted that he and his wife had dinner with Cruz approximately a month ago. At the dinner, the senator made clear he would push for a pardon during any conversations he has with President Trump. D'Souza said that he received a call in recent days from Cruz, who told him that Trump was very receptive to the pardon and that action could be coming imminently.
Wow.
D'Souza took care to note that he did not push for a pardon or join in any petitions circulating online because he thought that would be unseemly.
Oh, fuck
you.
That's
amazing.
Suck a dick, dickhead.
And because he's not a Trumpster, he wasn't a Trumpster during the Republican presidential primary campaign. He noted that Cruz was not the only person who had asked Trump to pardon him for a pardon, and that other members of the president's inner circle had done so also for him.
Why is Dinesh saying that?
I don't know.
I mean, who fucking cares? Who gives a fuck? Fuck you.
And Ted Cruz tweeted, information. Ted Cruz even tweeted, "Bravo, Trump, Donald Trump. Dinesh was the subject of a political prosecution, brazenly targeted by the Obama administration because of his political views. That was adjudicated in the courts of law and found to be counterfactual." Again, Ted Cunting Cruz.
Ted Cruz is a cunt.
You don't get to decide your own facts. You
God
don't.
Damn. And by the way, Ted, are you pissed at Trump because he called Heidi, your fucking wife, ugly? Am I misremembering?
No, because he's a craven.
Oh my God.
Cock whore.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with cock whores if you're into that.
No. I mean, Ted Cruz. Trump suggested that your dad helped kill Kennedy. That's insane. That's insane. Now you're praising the president because he's president.
The guy that accused another candidate's father of killing Kennedy is now president of the United States of America.
I mean, that's nutso. We got to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the hell is going on. That's what he fucking said in a campaign rally. And he got fucking elected. Unacceptable. I thought that would be unacceptable. I thought when he made fun of McCain for getting caught, that would be unacceptable. I thought when he made fun of that journalist doing the shit with his hands, the disabled guy, I thought the Republican Party would shun him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a bunch of assholes.
Let's change gears a little bit, everybody. Kind of, because this is political also.
Political.
Even though it would normally possibly end up on Faithless Friday tomorrow.
Sky God.
Everybody. But
well, in this country, religion is politics, right?
Right. And a rule here at Crab Diving is thou shalt not sit on a Jim Baker clip.
No, you can't. You can't.
Especially when the awesome Lori Baker is sitting next to him.
My fucking God.
Was it Kate on the Twitter that said that, Lori Baker is her spirit animal?
I thought that was awesome. God. Yeah, right.
It's awesome.
trying to think what kind of animal
was it, Kate? Whoever it was. I apologize if it wasn't Kate.
Do you remember those Robin Hood cartoons? They were animated, and Robin Hood was a fox, and all the characters were played by animals.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Let's say it was a cartoon in that style. Disney. What animal would Lori Baker be? Gerbil?
No, I gotta think about that for a while.
That's interesting. I don't know why that's interesting to me. I like shit like that. I don't know what she'd be.
If you're casting the live action movie of the animal version of Robin Hood, what would
Jim Baker be? What animal?
I don't know.
Some panda little, bear.
Some little hedgehog or something.
Yeah, yeah.
A fraud hedgehog.
Yeah.
Jim Baker here. I'm just going to let it roll. It'll stand by itself. Here is Jim Baker. There is somebody sitting next to him besides on the other side.
Well, that would be Jesus, Pat.
And I think this guy's wearing a black turtleneck, so he should be removed from society.
is he one of these goth Christians?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Here we go. Here's just a clip to make you laugh and smile from the
yes
from the Jim Baker Show, everybody. A little nibble of what we're going to have tomorrow on Faithless Friday.
Yes.
Trump is so prophetic. Not pathetic. He is prophetic that it is overwhelming.
It is.
It's
overwhelming how prophetic Trump is.
It is. It totally is.
Now he's a fucking prophet.
Oh, yeah. He has divine powers. Can he shoot fire out of his dick hole?
Good God.
Overwhelming.
It is
overwhelming. A prophet a day, I think. A prophecy a day will keep the devil away or something. Because this man, people don't know how prophetic he is. God spoke.
Then the new clip.
To me, literally, and if God ever spoke to us, he said to Lori and I, you are to.
Oh, now is a threesome with the Lord. It wasn't just a voice in his head alone.
Right.
Apparently, Lori was in on this experience also.
How does that work? Like, I have an iPhone and you can merge a call. It's just a little button. Is that how you do it when you're talking to God?
It's like Dave Dobenmeyer's Past the Salt Show, where you all get to join in, like a Google Hangout. God Hangout.
Are you telling me God signs into his Google Hangout?
If you can remember his password, sure.
God can never, like, remind my password. Yeah. He's got to type a CAPTCHA.
God spoke to me literally, and if God ever spoke to us, he said to Lori and I, you are to endorse Donald Trump for president.
Right.
I remember when I got the message from God.
If this is real.
Meanwhile, for $100, you can get a pH Pure Complete Water offer, a king pitcher, a water bottle, and two bonus filters for a $100 donation.
Yes.
That's at the bottom of the screen.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said to Lori and I, you are to endorse Donald Trump for president.
Right.
And I said, well, they'll try to put me away. I know what the government has power, believe me.
And you Christo fraud, you fucking asshole. Your tongue was so far up Ted Cruz's ass, it was sticking out his nose.
Oh, God.
When this was happening. And when the fucking primary ended and Schittler was the winner, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to you and said, you got to vote Trump.
Listen, you science denier, there's no way you could stick your tongue up somebody's ass and it comes out their nose. Your physiology there is fake news. Impossible. Didn't you say that?
No, the alimentary canal goes from your asshole right up to your mouth and nose. You could technically...
Really?
If your tongue was long enough to snake through the intestines, sure.
Oh, the human body's a miracle, I guess. Good God! What?
I know what the government has power, believe me. But yet, I knew we were not going to be preaching over television much longer if... The left wing.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck you.
We're
going to
remove
this.
8 years of Obama, you've been selling your shit buckets full of crappy food. You're meeting the most progressive president ever.
Yes.
And your shit is still on the air, you fucking asshole fraud.
I got to be
honest. No, the left's going to remove us. They're going to remove us.
I got to be honest. It's sometimes I write a movie script in my head where... The deep state exists. And the deep state, in the deep state, there's like a, I don't know what it would be, like a spaceship or an aircraft carrier piloted by Obama and Biden. And they have to their charge a space force, And the space force.
Who's space force? I invented that.
And they have an invisible plane, too. Do you remember the invisible plane that he talked about?
Sure.
We never played clips of that. I swear to God. He would talk about this plane. Do you know what I mean? This plane that had this cloaking device.
Yeah. The stealth bomber.
And he would go on and on about it. He's like, if you're right next to it, you can't even see it. He would claim it's invisible. We never played those clips. And I'm sorry. He sounded like a loon.
Yeah.
He said, I wish Obama and Biden had a space force, an invisible plane, all kinds of, like, the X-Men at their disposal, for the deep state force.
Yeah.
And I wish they could take this country away from these fucking fascists. That's the movie I wish I was in. Don't you?
Kate? Had their way. I had people, I could name them, from really high places. And they said, Jim, we know that you helped elect Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
We got the tape that I made with Ronald Reagan way back, how many years ago?
1979.
And at the end, the cameras were...
Laurie, with the whipping out that date.
Is this not the Al Bundy moment? The time I met Ronald Reagan and he sucked my dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. It's my trophy from high school.
79.
And at the end, the cameras were still rolling and he thought the end, and I thought that the taping was over. And there on that taping, I said to Ronald Reagan, I'm going to do my best to bring for you 50 million votes. The church elected Ronald Reagan. It's a fact. Yeah.
Is it a fact?
It's a fact.
It's a fact. Oh, yes. You're disgusting.
It's a fact.
Ugh.
The church people. And one of the reasons I have been told by so many people in high places, mm-hmm. one of the main reasons they put me in prison was they thought I was going to get with Pat Robertson and endorse
that
Pat Robertson
exactly
for president.
Right. That's Jim. That's exactly right.
They said mm-hmm. Jim Baker elects presidents. We must destroy him.
They were worried that he was going to anoint Pat fucking Robertson.
Jim Baker is such a narcissist.
Oh, they all are.
Yeah, you're right. It's Robertson, all about me.
Pat Robertson's out there saying, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm the one who anoints and chooses presidents.
Boo. Is he alive, by the way? Because we haven't heard from him in a bit.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's off somewhere with Melania.
Oh, yes. They're together?
We must destroy him. With Trump, all the different agencies, the reasons I so identify with it, I've been through everything that they do to him.
Oh,
not pathetic.
I've been through everything they do to him.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm a martyr. Oh, God. Poor me. Poor me. Oh, God.
This persecution bullshit.
What do you think Jim Baker's house is like that he lives in? Does he have a pool, do you think? Does he have a pool?
Well, it sounds like he's got, like, coffee tables made out of upturned shit buckets. To listen to him, he's got a house full of that shit.
Oh, yes. Oh, you think he's got so much stock, he's got to keep it, like, under his bed? To...
I don't know.
Yeah.
God. Oh, by the way, shout out to my mom. She said she was going to listen today while she was exercising.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Lydia.
Cheers, Mom.
So we'll be back tomorrow. That's a little preview of Faithless Friday, but we can't ever let a Jim Baker clip sit.
Oh God, that's amazing. Just Lori's little interjections. 1979.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and goddamn, she knows when that Ronald Reagan thing happened because you know Jim Baker talked about that shit all the fucking time.
Ugh. Yay.
Yeah.
She probably, do you think it's like with Kate goes out and she gets a treat, you know, when Lori Baker, like
the dog
talks about, oh yes, the intern. Yeah. Yes. When Lori Baker brings up the Ronald Reagan thing, do you think Jim just tosses a zanny in her mouth?
Here you like, go, Lori. Like a seal, like, yes. Like whipping a fish toward
absolutely.
A seal.
Absolutely.
What else is going on? Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Thanks to those who do.
Yay!
Crabdiving.com/Amazon every time right. you go. Bookmark that shit, and whatever you buy, we get a little commissione Mr. Bezos.
So did Jim Baker elect Donald Trump, too? I mean...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
So God talked to Jim, Lori, and Trump together on the same conference call?
Somehow he said, Jim Baker said that he and Lori were both informed by the Lord that they should endorse Donald Trump.
I'm really confused how prayer works.
No.
I mean,
it doesn't.
But yeah. Right. I would like if someone could send me a breakdown on how many people can be praying together when God talks. How many people can listen in, blah, blah, blah.
How many incoming lines does the Lord have is what you're saying?
I mean, like, and how many, is there a cap on how many times, like, say, the Dallas Cowboys can be prayed for?
Right.
I mean, how does
he do that? Stuff, you mean.
Right, absolutely.
Lord, let me defeat our hockey opponents. How many, really important stuff to ask God for.
Hey, God, how many people do you let die of cancer every year? I'm curious.
Chimpanzees, apes, orangutans. And you can see the comparisons. They teach that in sociology, psychology, anthropology. It's well known. So if you compare some black lady to looking simian, well, there's a reason, because we are primates.
Listen to this explanation. this neck snapping, twisting, yoga fucking twister game.
Chimpanzees.
Of trying to somehow explain that what Roseanne said was not racist.
Orangutans. I mean, it sounds crazy.
It's science. We're all simians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying a black woman looks like a simian. Well, we all do.
I mean, Alex Jones, I got to admit, that's an impressive hill to climb. To try to prove the fact that it's not racist to compare a black person to a monkey.
There's a lot of that going on.
Crazy.
A lot of that going on yesterday.
That's insane.
If you compare some black lady to looking simian, well, there's a reason, because we are primates. That's why there's so many comparisons to humans and monkeys and to apes, because...
Meanwhile, he's showing all the evil libtard memes of Trump side by side with an orangutan and a picture of George Bush next to a chimpanzee.
But see, those aren't about race.
Correct. But that's a tiny... That's thought. That's reason. That's incapable. Thought. They're incapable of this.
But it's barely thought. You barely have to think about that right. If you're not insane.
He can twist himself into these bizarre logical fuckitudes.
Fuckitude.
That make no sense whatsoever. Yeah. But Occam's razor. No, it's racist.
Oh, my God.
There's the explanation for it.
Right, right. It's his, it was Donald Trump's hair is the comparison.
His skin.
And he's orange looking.
Right.
We know Donald Trump's race. Is Donald Trump's race orange?
No.
Okay.
He's trying.
Yeah, yeah, he's trying.
But no.
No, he likes being white. He's a big white fan. Yeah.
But brown. But tan. I mean, like hell.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many comparisons to humans and monkeys and to apes, because some people look more like it than others. There are some white people that look more like apes than other white people. There are some black people that look more ape-like than other black people. I look ape-like with my shirt off, in my birthday suit. Ugh. I look like a gorilla.
You got to hand it. This has to be the best explanation, bullshit explanation out there. I mean, really, damn. He's earning his money today.
In my birthday suit, I look like a gorilla. I mean, I don't have to work out. I got big chest, big arms, big legs. I'm bow-legged.
Big fucking hog.
Oh, my God.
Big chest, big arms, big legs. I'm bow-legged.
He's bragging about how much he exercised.
I don't even have to work out, he says. Naturally, got big chest, big arms.
Not to inject any sanity into this, but he's not making the argument that Roseanne's comment wasn't racist. He's making the argument that he works out so much.
He's making the argument that
he's as fit as a gorilla.
That comparing any human to an ape is not racist.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to work out. I got big chest, big arms, big legs. I'm bow-legged. My feet are flat.
Okay.
My dad is somewhat simian looking too. It's just the way it is. And I'm proud of it. But, I mean, this whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous. I'm hairy like an ape too.
Hey.
By the way, I'm proud of it.
Just one thing.
Oh my God, they're showing a picture.
Oh, I saw the side.
They're showing a screen cap of him when he ripped his shirt off one time with God. All the hair on his chest, which is obviously he trims.
Is this the only time the Republicans or right-wing nut jobs will embrace evolution? They'll embrace evolution because they say you can see that we look like apes. I mean, that's his argument.
You
right?
Notice he didn't go there.
What do you mean?
Like he was saying kind of we are apes, but he won't admit that we're
right
that we both evolved from a similar.
He's making a very very specific argument.
Is this not insane?
Damn, I mean, I am a gorilla. The fuck?
And by the way, I'm proud of it. Women don't seem to mind. They seem to like it.
Oh, my God. Oh. I get pussy, everybody. That's nuts. This is the nuttiest thing ever.
Yay.
The point of this is he's trying to say what Roseanne said wasn't racist.
The whole point of this.
Somehow he worked into the fact that he's a big, thick, virile male that gets laid all the time.
Sure.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, I would say that I look more simian than most black people. But this mental illness of political correctness.
Oh, that's what it
to
is.
Say that we don't all, at one way or another, look simian is just a complete joke. I mean, it's like species of horses. Does a mule look a lot like a horse, even though it's not a horse? Does a donkey look a lot like a horse? It's a different species, but it's in the same family.
But he's ignoring the fact. I mean,
it's a little biology from Alex Jones there.
You know, man, the judge, he has partial custody of his kids.
Yeah.
That's too much. He has kids, dude. His kids get this kind of logic.
He's only the cartoonish example of how all the racist scum in this country tried to excuse what Roseanne said.
Yeah, lots of people look like apes. But she also said...
Well, no, she's not black. She's Iranian. I can't tell you how many tweets and comments I saw about that. No, she's a black woman born to black parents.
Yes.
Who were working in Iran at the time.
But then explain the part about the Muslim Brotherhood that she brought up.
That's because she's an obvious Muslim, because she's a Democrat. So obviously we're all Muslims and hate America and want to fly planes into buildings.
Hey, right-wing nut jobs. Don't you think you're breaking your dick to make an argument that comment wasn't racist? Think about it like this. The people that that you identify with, your fellow racists, your fellow GOP dickbags, probably wouldn't have a problem with Roseanne saying something racist about this person. So just embrace the racism.
And I saw a tweet, I'm going to paraphrase it, but it essentially said, look, conservatives, if Samantha Bee had said Ivanka Trump is a stinking fucking horned Jew, I would be standing right next to you asking for her removal.
Yes, of course.
There's a difference.
Of fucking course.
They can't draw that distinction because that's two brain cells to fire off.
Yeah.
And they're exhausted from the one.
Right. And also, you guys are clearly racist. If you weren't, why do white supremacist Nazi fucks that run for office always run under the GOP ticket? Why?
Yep, 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 yep.
Because it's comfortable for them. Because your party's racist. Why the fuck is Google search engine calling? Why are they saying Nazism is a part of the GOP?
Well, right.
Why?
Right.
There's not a grain of truth there.
Snowflakes.
Yeah, you fucking idiot snowflakes. Go fuck yourself.
Kate on the Twitter says it was her. With a Lori Baker GIF.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
I just saw another tweet from Kathy Griffin going after somebody. Some asshole who tweeted her. She's launching back. Anyway.
It's exciting today on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
A lot.
Right.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Have we even talked about the report that Trump, two nights ago, I think it was a New York Times report, and now there's another report from Axios.
Failing New York Times.
That Trump has been up
Sessions' tiny little hooded dick.
Sessions is so racist. He even has a Klan robe for his pack. Yeah,
he's not circumcised. He paints his dick white so that it looks like just to make sure. It looks like a little Ku Klux Klan guy laying
right,
there.
Right. What primate does Jeff Sessions look like?
Not the front end.
Who knows?
Of one.
You're dehumanizing Jeff Sessions. Oh, yes. Evil libtards.
Oh, so sorry, snowflake fucknut.
According to a report at Axios, President Donald Trump pressured Attorney General Sessions multiple times to back out of his recusal. We had heard about one.
Yeah.
Now, according to a report, a source with knowledge of the conversations said they occurred throughout last year fairly late in the year, not just in the short period after Sessions recused himself last March. Every time Trump saw him, probably he was like, why don't you fucking unrecuse yourself?
God damn it. Jeff, why don't you quit, dude? How can you stand it? How can you stand it, you racist?
Two different sources have confirmed that Trump told Sessions he would be a hero to the conservatives if he did, quote, the right thing and resumed control over the Russia investigation. You'll be a hero, Jeff Bozesh.
Well, Jeff, I mean, you know, I you should be a hero with the conservatives and the racist. I mean, who's fought harder to keep people of color in jail than Jeff Sessions?
Sure.
Republicans love that. Who's fought harder to keep drugs illegal than Jeff Sessions? Jesus Christ, Trump. He shouldn't have to do anything else to be a hero to the conservatives.
The New York Times this week reported on one of the conversations, which occurred at Mar-a-Lago. Remember, Jeff Bozesh had to slither down to Mar-a-Lago because Trump wasn't answering his calls.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Because he was all pissy that he recused himself. I don't want to talk to him.
Don't you think it would be one thing to not recuse yourself, but then to recuse yourself and then unrecuse yourself? Wouldn't you then have to say your recusal was wrong in the first place? You'd have to prove that? Don't you think that's an uphill battle? That's impossible.
Trump told Sessions he'd be a hero. He also told Sessions he'd be a hero if he investigated Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Go back. They're going to fucking love you.
Donald, if Jeff Sessions thought there was a reason at this point to investigate Hillary.
Well, even Jeff Sessions. Oh, yeah.
Would.
And even Jeff Sessions said that one time, you know, well, you know, we kind of need evidence.
My God.
For a news special. He told that one lunatic senator. That was saying, or House, I don't remember if it was the House or the Senate, that was like, why aren't you appointing a special counselor to go after Hillary look at all that? And Jeff Sessions was like, well, you know, we would if there were evidence requiring that we do so. Even Jeff Sessions is admitting there's nothing on her.
Which
we don't have anything.
There's nothing.
The deep state covered it up really well.
God, if there were anything, they would be breaking their dick to investigate her. Of course, of course, of course. Jesus Christ. How many years of Hillary bashing have we seen? The Hillary derangement syndrome? I mean, they even said she had Parkinson's or whatever. What did they say she had during
Parkinson's.
Oh my
she's
God.
Had strokes or whatever.
If
she's
there's anything factual, there any evidence that would say we need an investigation of Hillary Clinton, we'd have it. We'd fucking have it.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I'm telling all my dirtbag friends on Facebook the same fucking thing. Fuck you, you fucking idiots.
Does
the intern need to go out?
You know, she's got her face at the door.
Okay, I'll go. I'll be right back.
Four sources with direct knowledge say Trump is obsessed with the Mueller investigation. Well, no fucking shit. All you got to do is look at his tweets or every time he opens his tiny little pucker mouth, his little duck face. Russia. There was that one tweet the other day where he seemed to almost have a half of a moment of self-reflection when he was like, I need to get back to the important stuff like North Korea and fucking the economy up instead of obsessing about this Russia thing. He kind of tweeted that the other day, oddly enough. But they say that privately, he's brooding about it so persistently that people close to him are worried that he can't help but make the situation worse for himself. So, as usual, he is his own worst fucking enemy. And as much as they try to say, just let it go. If you're innocent, what does it matter? Let him investigate. You've got nothing to hide. But first of all, he knows he's not fucking innocent. And secondly, that's not how he works. He's like, I got obsessed with this. Everybody's got to be talking about me in a good way. He views the phrase witch hunt as his PR brand of the investigation. He also truly believes he has been wronged. So he feels like he's been wronged. He is so delusional that he thinks that this all this bullshit that he's spewing is actually real, which is, I don't know if that's more terrifying or not. Either he's an evil dick lord who is somehow managing to brilliantly manipulate everybody, or he's unhinged and insane and dumb. I'm leaning more towards B. So he also says much of his desire for investigating Clinton and Obama comes from a desire for retribution. Another Republican stalwart, another Republican policy. Revenge, retribution, punishment.
She ran all the way down the side of the house.
Did she?
Almost to the window.
She never does that.
Man, I don't know what the fuck. Did you hear the music that guy was blasting?
No, I couldn't.
Holy fuck.
Somebody in the car?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the intern out for a show.
Oh, yes. She's out of her mind. She's ran down the side of the fucking house, man.
Trump takes out much of his anger, this report says, on White House counsel Don McGahn. McGahn made it clear to White House staff from the outset that he is the person who should be communicating with the Justice Department.
Oh, okay.
Don't let Trump talk to the Justice Department. Don't let Trump try to call Sessions. Don't let Trump try to do
this. Oh, wow. Trump's going to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. He's a nutball.
Another source with knowledge of the conversation said McGahn spoke to Sessions about the recusal before Sessions decided to recuse himself.
Yes.
They say Sessions told McGahn he was considering recusal, and McGahn asked if he'd exhausted all the options and whether he'd looked at the Department of Justice guidelines carefully. Are you sure? Are you sure you have to recuse?
Are we supposed to feel bad for Jeff Sessions because he's going through this shit with Trump? But didn't he lie in his confirmation hearing? Isn't he a fucking crook?
Sessions told McGahn that he had already asked Justice Department ethics officials for their opinion. And at that point, McGahn said, well, then I'm out of it. So,
oh, wow. I'm surprised Sessions recused himself. I mean, where are his ethics? He's a racist asshole. Why would he care?
Sure. I don't know.
He is weird.
I mean, he may be a racist asshole who believes in our system of government.
Maybe he's just like, he
could, for white people, I mean.
Yeah, you know. Maybe it was the appearance. It has the appearance of it, right? There's no way he could look like a sane person and not recuse himself. That has to
well,
be
well, and
it.
There's no way he couldn't.
Yeah.
Not recuse himself. I mean, he was...
His hands were tied. If he could have done something bad... And illegal and underhanded and got away with it, he surely would have, but he couldn't.
Well, he probably did, but that one he couldn't.
That's true.
That one he couldn't.
He did do
yeah.
something bad, probably.
In that case, he was unable
yes.
to.
Yes. Yay. You get a big award. Big star for you, Jeff Sesh.
Kate's drinking her water.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Know if you can hear that. It won't be in the podcast version. I remove all those.
You're getting cut out of the show, buddy.
Go over to the Daily Beast. We don't have time here. We're about ready to leave, but there's a tape of
yes.
Michael Cohen
ooh.
Verbally abusing and threatening a Daily Beast reporter.
Damn!
Who was in 2015, who was covering Ivana Trump's allegation of rape, the
oh,
ex-wife.
Shit. Yeah.
Which she since has walked back.
Oh, okay.
But Well, you know, we'll play this tomorrow, but here's, mark my words for it. I will make sure that you and I meet one day over in the courthouse, and I will take you for every penny you still don't have, and I will come after your Daily Beast and everybody else that you possibly know. I'm warning you, tread very fucking lightly, because what I'm going to do to you is going to be fucking disgusting. Do you understand me? Don't think you can hide behind your pen, because it's not going to happen.
Oh, my. This is Cohen?
This is an attorney.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like what happened to Stormy Daniels in the fucking parking lot, right? Or that.
Well, right. Right.
Well, she had her kid.
Yeah.
Creepy.
And this is who he hangs out with. Who was that other, what was that other lawyer's name early on in all this?
I don't
that,
remember.
That there's, it's the same thing. There's right. people saying that this guy calls them up and says, I'm going to fucking bury you. We're going to fucking destroy you.
This is the Sopranos. Right. Administration. This is Tony Soprano runs our country.
Right.
Nuts.
I think that's probably about it. We could probably call it a shoe.
Yay! Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, your favorite apps. crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Back for more bullshit tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.